This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Ethiopian Airlines has another week or so to release a preliminary report into the crash of its flight 302 that killed 157 people, as you might remember, back on the 10th of March. Investigators are, among other things, looking for similarities between that crash and the Lion Air crash in Indonesia in October, the pair of which led to the worldwide grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX, that company's top-selling airplane. Boeing, of course, makes most of its commercial airliners in Washington State, in and around Seattle. And Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is just back from a trip reporting on how Boeing's troubles are playing out there.
Seattle and its suburbs are home to corporate giants like Amazon, Microsoft, and Starbucks. But it's Boeing that is the region's largest private employer, with 80,000 on the payroll statewide. And around 10,000 of them are here at Boeing's Renton, Washington factory complex, assembling the 737 MAX for airlines around the world.
This one is for SpiceJet in India, China Southern, Royal Air Maroc in Morocco.
John Ostrower at trade publication Air Current has brought me to a bluff above the facility. Down below, rail cars loaded with fuselages go in one end of the factory. Fully assembled planes come out the other to be painted and flight tested.
Those airplanes are popping out at a record rate, literally tucked between buildings.
New 737 MAXs are piling up here, Ostrower says, because airlines aren't taking delivery while the planes are grounded.
This is Boeing's cash machine. So even in this grounding, this operation is rolling along.
Boeing declined an interview on tape, but confirmed in an email it's still making 737s at a rate of 52 a month. That's the same as before the worldwide grounding. And Boeing workers and retirees I talked to at the Renton site said they aren't worried about the company's airplane sales or financial health. Ed Nye worked for 22 years as a field support analyst at Boeing and draws a pension from the company.
Well, there's nobody canceled an order yet. Still have about 5,000 of them on order. Nobody else in the world has that airplane.
The company benefits from a wellspring of goodwill in the region, partly because of the jobs and training it provides. Haley Yorst is grateful for the career launch she got at Boeing. She landed a company apprenticeship while still in high school and worked for 3 years as a union machinist.
I worked my butt off, would average about $42 an hour, and then I would work about 4 hours of overtime every day, which is time and a half.
Yorst says she was laid off in 2017, but got another aerospace job within days that paid just as much. Some business leaders in Seattle do worry about the hit Boeing could take from this crisis to its reputation and possibly its sales down the road.
There definitely is a cringe aspect of it. I mean, you know, Boeing is one of our biggest and most famous brands.
Brian McGowan heads up Greater Seattle Partners, a local economic development organization.
Boeing's been in business for over 100 years, and it's a global, massive company with a great reputation. You know, big companies tend to weather these things.
To do that, says Chris Mefford at Seattle analytics firm CAI, Boeing will have to address the safety concerns of pilots, airlines, and regulators.
Time is of the essence, and Boeing has to address these as soon as possible. No one's more committed to that than Boeing, I'm sure. It's a company with a ton of pride, and they are hurting internally.
As crash investigations continue, Boeing faces U.S. government probes into the 737 MAX's development and certification. Boeing engineers, meanwhile, have been scrambling to develop safety fixes for the plane. Airlines pay about $120 million for each new 737 MAX jet, so Boeing really needs to get them flying again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.